This is Rick the Tist with an erotic hypnosis MP3 file called Biker Bitch. This file is meant for adults. If you are not 18 or older, stop listening now. I distribute my files for free, and my Patreon site helps support that. Patreon perks include one-on-one trance time via Skype. Check it out at patreon.com/RickTheTist. You can be dressed or undressed in a way that is comfortable to you. What are you wearing when you feel great about being someone's bitch? You could be wearing that. You could be imagining wearing that. You could be wearing whatever you have on right now, or you could be wearing nothing. It's all good. You will be fucked by the biker in this file. So if being fucked is not of interest to you, you might choose to listen to a different file today. I'm telling you now that if this file stops playing for any reason, if you are no longer able to hear my voice, your mind will simply drift off to a nice and comfortable place, and within 2 minutes you will wake up feeling refreshed. Let's begin. With your eyes open, find a spot on the wall. Keep your eyes fixated on that spot right now. Just look at the wall, find your spot. Keep your eyes open. Now close your eyes. Open your eyes, find that spot again. Staring at the spot, keeping your eyes open. And close your eyes. Open. Find that spot. Fixated on that spot. Keep your eyes open. Eyes open, looking at that spot. Completely and totally focused on that spot right now. Eyes open, eyes open. In just a moment, I will count from 10 down to the number 1. And after I say each number, you will close your eyes and keep them closed until I tell you to open them. Let's begin with 10. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. 9. Close your eyes. Notice how good you feel when you can close your eyes. Notice how good it feels to relax with your eyes closed. Open your eyes. 8. Close your eyes. As I continue, if it gets more and more difficult to open your eyes, you can just keep them closed, even if I tell you to open your eyes. If it feels better to keep your eyes closed, you can just keep them closed. Open your eyes. 7. Close your eyes. Allow your eyelids to get a little bit heavier. Allow the muscles around your eyes to relax. Open your eyes. 6. Close your eyes. Going down deeper and deeper. Open, 5, closed, and just keeping your eyes closed now. Eyes closed, relaxed, and you can continue right on relaxing and going deeper and deeper as you begin to imagine a biker wearing leather. Well, perhaps this biker is someone you know. Or maybe it is a man you have seen, or perhaps the biker isn't any specific person at all, but you can imagine this biker, you can imagine this biker wearing leather. Allow your mind to focus on this man, on this biker in his leathers. You can see or sense how tall he is, how big he is, how much facial hair he has, if he has any. Just allow your mind to focus on this biker. It can feel good. It can maybe feel a little aroused thinking about this man, feeling good, focusing on him. What he looks like, what he's wearing, how much hair he has. As you continue to focus, as you continue to keep your eyes closed, relax, focused on my voice, as you continue to relax, as you continue to focus on the sound of my voice and continue to focus on imagining this biker, think about what he is wearing on his head. Maybe he has a helmet on, or a cap, or a bandana, or maybe nothing at all. Maybe he's not wearing anything at all on his head. Simply allow your mind to focus on his head, on his hair or his helmet. And now see or sense what he's wearing on his upper body. Maybe he's wearing a leather jacket. Perhaps it's a leather racing jacket. Maybe today is a warm day and your biker is just wearing a t-shirt and a vest. Or a vest, or maybe no shirt at all. As you focus on what he's wearing on his upper body, what he looks like from the waist up, you see what he looks like and you can immediately start lusting after this man. It feels good to focus on him. It feels good to think about what he looks like and what he's wearing. As you continue to focus on this leather biker, allow your mind's eye to see what he's wearing below his waist, his pants. Maybe he's got racing pants on, or chaps, leather pants, or maybe just jeans. It feels good to focus on what he's wearing, what he looks like below the waist. Perhaps your unconscious mind can imagine what he has underneath those pants. Noticing his pants, what he's wearing below his waist. Finding that his ass and his crotch are perfectly outlined in his pants as though the pants were made just for him. He wears them really, really well. He looks so good in those pants. And the more you focus on him, on what he's wearing below the waist, you find your lust for this man increasing more and more. And finally, allow your mind's eye to go down to his boots, to notice his boots, to look at his boots, to see or sense what he's wearing on his feet. You can see how his boots perfectly goes with his pants. And now, just stepping back and looking at this man from head to toe, imagining what he looks like, imagining how good he looks as your lust for him increases. As you continue to focus on this leather biker, it's time to go down deeper. Continue your focus on this man. In just a moment, I will tell you to breathe in, and when I do, you'll take a nice deep breath in. You'll hold it for a couple seconds, and I will tell you to breathe out, and when you do, you'll take a nice, slow exhale, allowing your mind and allowing your body to go down deeper and deeper. All right, deep breath in, and hold it for just a second. Now a nice, slow exhale, deep breath out. Nice and slow, relaxing, allowing yourself to go down deeper and deeper, always focusing your attention on this man, what he looks like, what he's wearing. Deep breath in, nice deep breath. That's it. And hold it for a couple seconds, and deep breath out. Nice, slow exhale, very good, letting everything go. Feeling so comfortable and feeling so relaxed. As you continue to focus your attention on this Biker man, he notices you looking at him. He beckons you over to him and to his bike. You go over and stand near this man. You feel your lust increasing the closer you get to him. Feeling aroused and horny and maybe a little turned on being right close to this man and his bike. Perhaps you can immediately start to think about what it would be like to service this man, to take care of him, to make him happy, to please him, to allow him to dominate you, take care of his bike. Feeling good. Focusing on standing next to this man, being close to his bike, allowing your mind to start to think about how good it would feel to service him, maybe even to take care of his bike. As you think about this man's motorcycle, his bike, you notice the back seat of his bike. You know that sometimes the back seat of the bike is called the bitch seat. Perhaps you can imagine servicing this man, taking care of his bike, riding on his bike, riding on the back, riding on the bitch seat, taking care of his boots, taking care of his leather, servicing this man, feeling good, making him feel good, doing what he tells you to do, allowing your mind and your body to become more and more this man's. Bitch, focusing on servicing him, taking care of his bike, riding on his bitch seat, taking care of his boots, taking care of his leathers. Perhaps you can start to think about what it would feel like to lick this man. Lick him, lick his leathers, lick his boots, knowing that you would lick wherever he told you to lick. Because you want to be this man's bitch, because you want to go down deeper and deeper into submission, thinking about how good it would taste to be told to lick this leather biker man. Go down deeper and deeper, letting everything else go, licking, and now thinking about sucking. Having this man tell you to suck him, knowing that you would use your mouth to satisfy him, to please him when he told you to suck him. You can think about how good it would feel to be sucking this man, to be making him feel good, to be giving him pleasure, to be giving him a feeling of ecstasy, sucking, licking. Servicing him, taking care of this man, taking care of his bike, his boots, his leathers, riding on his bitch seat, sexually satisfying this man as you lust for him more and more, being in his presence, being near his bike, your desire to sexually satisfy this man increases more and more, licking, sucking. Riding on his bitch seat, taking care of him, sexually satisfying, licking his boots, sucking him, taking care of his leathers. That's a good bitch. Listen to me say the word bitch. Notice how your body can respond each time I say the word. Bitch, I'm telling you that your unconscious mind can also react when I say the word bitch. You are his bitch, and you want to take care of him. You are his bitch, and you want to lick, and you want to suck. You are his bitch, and you want to sexually satisfy this leather. Biker, man, it is time to go down deeper, deeper down, bitch. That's it. Deeper and deeper down. It's time to go for a ride on this man's motorcycle. Him on the front, you on the bitch seat. As you go down the road, as he drives you down the road, allow your mind to go down deeper and deeper the further you drive. Allow your mind to feel more and more submissive. The farther you ride, the further down you go. The further down you go, the more you want to submit to him. Bitch, deeper down, now, riding down the road, holding on to him, sitting on the back. He is driving, he's providing directions. You're hanging on, you are his bitch, you want to please him. Going down further and further, perhaps you can imagine riding on his motorcycle on a country road, out in the middle of nowhere, just riding, the road stretching out miles and miles in front of you. Going down, the further you go, the more submissive you feel. The further you go down, the more you want to submit to him as his bitch, wanting to please him, being more and more submissive, going down deeper and deeper as the motorcycle drives further and further, allowing him to provide his direction, knowing that you have no control over where you're going, how fast you're getting there. You're simply along for the ride as the bitch, going down deeper and deeper down, bitch, deeper and deeper down, letting everything else go. Nothing else matters. You are this man's bitch. You are riding on his motorcycle. He is taking you where he wants to take you, down, going as deep as he wants you to go, deeper and deeper down, bitch. As you continue to go down the road on his motorcycle, he begins to slow down, slowing the motorcycle down, still going down deeper and deeper as he comes to a stop and pulls the motorcycle off the side of the road. He gets off the bike. You get off the bike after him. You take off your helmet. You can hear the sounds of nature all around you. You're out in the middle of nowhere, a country road, just you and this man and his bike, going down deeper and deeper, hearing sounds of nature all around you, trees, the wind, the birds, no one else around, no other cars on the road. The man walks you a little further off the road towards a tree. He tells you to get up against the tree. He turns you around facing the tree. You stand there because he tells you to stand there, facing a tree, him behind you, facing away from him, having no control, knowing that it's time for him to do with you exactly what he wants to do with you. You stand there like an obedient bitch as you feel him put his arms around the front of you, unbutton your pants, unzip your pants, and pulls your pants down to your ankles, standing up against the tree, bare ass now sticking out behind you. And this leather man, this leather biker man, standing right behind you, you can feel his leather on the back of your ass. As you stand there, you can hear him unzip his pants, unbuckle his buckle. You hear him pop open a bottle of lube, and you can hear the squishing sound of him putting lube on his cock. You're up against a tree. He's behind you. Your ass is out. His lubed up cock is right behind you. You can feel him insert his cock into your ass, nice and slow, nice and easy, sliding in and sliding out, feeling so good, feeling like this man's bitch, like he's going to do exactly what he wants to you, nice and slow, in and out, nice and slow. And in and out, going down deeper and deeper. You know that this man will fuck you faster and harder. You know that right now he's just getting you warmed up against the tree, his cock sliding in and out of your ass, nice and slow, nice and easy, feeling good. Feeling obedient and feeling like his bitch. As he continues to slide in and out a little bit faster now and a little bit harder, he brings his hand, wearing a leather glove, up to your mouth. He puts his hand and his leather glove right over your mouth as he fucks you more and more. You will take it, bitch boy. You can feel his leather hand against your mouth. Perhaps you can smell the leather glove right below your nose as he fucks you, as he puts his cock in and out of your ass, putting his hand over your mouth because you are his bitch. He can put his leather glove over your mouth. He can fuck you. He can fuck you up against a tree with his leather glove over your mouth because you are his bitch. You will take it, bitch boy. Getting fucked in and out and in and out. Okay, bitch, it's time to get fucked harder and it's time to get fucked deeper. It's time for you to go deeper. The deeper down you go, the deeper he can fuck you in and out and in out, harder and faster and deeper. Go down deeper now, bitch. The further down you go, the deeper he can fuck you. You want him to fuck you deep, bitch. You are his biker bitch, and you want to be fucked deep. You will go deep now, bitch. Down deeper and deeper, fucked harder and faster and faster and harder. The harder he fucks you, the deeper down you go. The deeper you go down, the faster and deeper this man can fuck you. You go down, he goes in, he comes out, you go down harder, faster. You have no control over his pace. A bitch cannot tell this man what to do. A bitch stands against the tree and takes whatever he gives you up your ass. You continue to feel his cock going in and out of your ass harder and faster, getting fucked as the biker bitch that you are up against a tree, harder and harder and deeper. The deeper down you go, the more he can fuck you, bitch. In just a moment, I will count from 3 down to 1. As I count down, he will fuck you harder and faster and faster and harder. And when I say the number 1, you will feel this man come inside of you. You know exactly what it will feel like when this biker man comes inside of you. And when I say the number one, he will come inside of you. Okay, bitch. 3, 2, 1. Good bitch. Take it, bitch. Up against the tree, taking this man's cum in your ass. Feeling good. Feeling used. Feeling obedient. The man takes a step back. He pulls up his pants. He takes you away from the tree, keeping your pants down around your ankles. And he brings you down to the ground. And he lays with you. He holds you in a way that makes you feel safe. And he tells you that you are a good bitch. You did a good job satisfying him. You were obedient. You took exactly what he wanted to give you, just like a good bitch does. Allow your mind and allow your body to feel good, knowing that you pleased this man, knowing that you made him feel so good, knowing that you took everything he had to give you. That's it. Good bitch. In a few moments, it is time to come out of trance. I will count from 1 to 5, and with each number I say, you will find your body and mind waking up at a pace that is comfortable. For you, you will remember everything that happened while in trance today and feel good about being a bitch to that biker man. Okay, let's begin. 1. Just let your mind and body wake up at a pace that's comfortable for you. 2. Feeling a little bit more awake. 3. Feel your muscles and nerves starting to wake up. 4. A little more awake. And 5. Eyes open, feeling awake, feeling good, and feeling refreshed. Hi. I hope you enjoyed your time in trance today, and I hope you enjoyed being a biker bitch. I always enjoy hearing feedback from you and your experiences listening to my file. You can find me on Twitter and Tumblr as Rick the Tist, and my website at rickthetist.com. I'd like to thank my Hypno Soldier, Chicago Mike 2000, Ben, and all my Patreon supporters for their support.